The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thank you for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, every Sunday from 8 till 8:30, bringing you the truth in real estate. Back in time to 1987, in the middle of the doubling in pricing between 85 and 90 that occurred at that window, all the way through the 90s to the slightly creeping market up into the 2000 timeframe between 96, 97 or so, and 2000 as the market recovered, as we created a new bull market from roughly 2000, 2001 up through 2006. And that market, as you know, cratered in many parts of the world and the country. We saw the market start to recover. In 2013, prices started to creep up, and then we saw quantitative easing. We saw a contraction in the overall markets in 2014 because quantitative easing was coming to an end. Markets stabilized, and we saw prices begin to slowly creep higher. Then we got into this year. Prices have climbed in the District of Columbia in a way that's been contrary to many areas because of its recovery from a long-term downward trend, a huge crater that happened post-1968. Things tripled in value between 1995 and roughly last year. And then we saw COVID come in. And where are we now? Well, let me give you a perspective today on what I'm experiencing across the DMV in our home sales. So in this year, we have sold over 110 homes in a market where we've seen a contraction in overall supply that started in March, a 15% contraction in supply in March, 25% contraction in April. We saw an expansion in inventory, but still below last year's levels of inventory in May, same in June, same in July. We have seen overall the number of homes coming to the market down. We've seen the number of buyers coming into the market up in spite of the pandemic and the recessionary tides that are striking our country right now because the cost of money has dropped. It only costs $4.21 per month to borrow $1,000 over 30 years right now. At 6%, it was $6 a month. So you know that we have seen prices drop from 6 to 5 to 4% to 3%. These interest rates have dropped, which costs the consumer less money to borrow the same amount of money. You can borrow $100,000 and pay $421 a month to borrow $100,000 over a 30-year cycle. Yes, you do have to pay the $100,000 back, but you pay less interest over time. You borrow $500,000. Let's just do the math, folks. $500,000. That is about $2,100 a month to borrow $500,000. On $1 million, you can borrow $1 million and pay $4,200 a month. Plus the taxes and the insurance is going to put you up at around $5,200. But that is vastly different than it was just a few years ago. So this decline in the cost of money, this increase in the supply of buyers who want to take advantage of that, COVID's impact on living in the city is forcing the market higher in the burbs. We've been selling homes very quickly and with excellent prices. One of our clients, we just put their home under contract. I mentioned this to you last week. This is a home in Lake Barcroft, which listed for $800,000, we sold for $826,000 in just 6 days. Another home this past week we put under contract for $850,000 with a wonderful gentleman and his family in Fairfax Station. Property listed for $850,000. That was the bottom line that they would sell for. That was their number. And the arguing that we got from a populace of purchasers who expected that for that condition of property, for that location of property that perhaps the market was overpriced at $850? That argument that we got in comments from all of the showings that we had, even from a buyer who came in and made an offer and said, it's not worth that, and here are all the reasons why, didn't matter. Because a buyer came in and said, I'll give you a price, I'll give you your price. We want the house. Because the inventory constriction is forcing buyers to accept condition levels that they didn't have to accept a year ago. If you are a home seller, you've tried to sell your home sometime over the last 5 to 10 years and were unsuccessful, remember this. Timing trumps condition. Use this time right now to your betterment. If you do not have the resources, if you do not have the emotional capacity to work on your home, if you are facing a divorce and cannot make the improvements because you cannot get agreement from your soon-to-be ex, if you are working 3 jobs and cannot afford the time, please, if the time has come, if you know, I want to move. I don't know how to make this work. I just can't figure this out. Then call us. Call us. We're the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We offer 33 years of personal experience, and then my team's experience expands that into the hundreds of years of experience. We can guide you. One client whose townhouse we put on the market in Olney, Maryland, she is looking to purchase a home once she has her home under contract. This is the dilemma, and Helen Flynn and I spoke about this last week. When you need to get the equity out of your home and are buying in a very fast market, you need to protect yourself with time. Again, time is the most important consideration once you have your contract, so you can turn around and put a home under contract that you want to purchase once you have your home sold. So with this homeowner in Olney, we are going to go to contract on that property with a settlement at the end of August and then a rent back for up to 60 days after that as we need it, an optional rent back period. What does that mean, optional rent back? It means you're one of the people I've described. You're somebody who is unable to kind of think it all through and needs somebody who will protect them, who will guide them and keep them safe in the process of selling and buying. We'll get your home under contract, put you in the strongest negotiating position to purchase another home, but not force you onto the street where you own no homes. Right? We don't want to own 2 houses, nor do we want to own no houses. We want to move from one house to the next house. And that is the key. This is the market, folks. Timing trumps condition. Call us now for an appointment. 1-800-900-9104. Again, call us now. That toll-free number is 800-900-9104. Okay? Or you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and submit your name and information, and we'll respond to you promptly. All right. We'll talk about open houses when we get back and why they don't work and why they do work. New technology, COVID environment, open houses. Stay with me. More to come right here on the Eric Stewart Show right after this.